Mick and MJ in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
And congratulations to everyone in the Parramatta region. You're getting your own beach.
Yes.
Parramatta Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Parramatta Beach.
And there you go. It's going to be another fake beach to rival the Penrith beach. Well, Penrith Beach is a real beach, right? But it's not. Yeah, it's not Ocean Beach, let's be honest. But Parramatta Beach, what's happening, Tash? How's this all coming about?
This is part of a planned major overhaul put forward by developers, and it includes around the Camellia area, and it includes a 350-metre-long man-made beach inspired by Brisbane's South Bank Beach, as well as 20,000 new homes.
Have you been to the South Bank Beach?
I have, yes. This looks bigger, though.
It's a good fake beach. I got bitten by a fake shark. I was there. Yeah, I had to get out of the water. Someone dropped a fake log.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yes, well, that's the way it all works there. A new, wow.
Fake blue bottles.
Is this alleged false advertising? Is a man-made beach as good as a real one?
Oh, it's not the same.
It's man-made.
It's nowhere near as good, but I mean, it's in the middle of Parramatta. It's the next best thing, isn't it?
Correct.
I prefer that than they use the river, because that would take a lot of decontaminating.
Great
point.
Yeah.
Don't be down on the river.
I'm not. It's good.
Yeah. What about relay film Parramatta Rescue there? It should just be a bunch of bogans on jet skis as far as I can see. What's next? Snow on Mount Jewett?
You know what you can see soon? In about 50 years' time, you can see Parramatta Beach and Penrith Beach becoming one.
Oh.
Big conglomerate of coastal in the world.
Like some kind of, like the south of France.
Yes. Yeah. Like the Riviera.
The Riviera.
The western suburbs Riviera. That's where I'll be holidaying.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Where are we going? South of France? Nah.
No.
You're going to Parramatta and Penrith. Knock yourself out, toots. Now, in other news on the social front, talk about tourist attractions. A big nod for our Opera House. Discuss.
Yes, this is, it's made the list, this is incredible, of the most visited world wonders. And the Sydney Opera House, I think this is a bit low, this ranking, has come in 19th spot out of 20 world wonders.
Ooh. Okay, well, I would have thought a top 20 finish is not bad.
No, I've never been to the Opera House.
Gee, you guys are spoiled. Can I say this? I'll get back to that comment in just a moment. But can I just say this? You guys, you've got one of the great tourist attractions in the world here in Sydney, right?
Yep.
In Queensland, you've got a barrier reef, which is do you know what we have in Melbourne?
What?
A floral clock. A floral clock, a big wheel that doesn't turn.
Yes.
No.
A big wheel that was clamped, and we used to have a restaurant tram. You know what that is? It's a tram that you can have a meal on.
Yeah, that's
I don't see that in the top 20 anywhere.
No.
We used to, when we were younger, get in a car. You'd get in a car full of your mates and you'd go looking for the restaurant tram.
Oh, you're kidding.
And what you'd do, as it was going along, you'd get just in front of it. And then suddenly, and inexplicably for no apparent reason, just brake really heavily.
Yes.
The sound of smashing crockery.
Don't do that at home, kids.
Yeah. And as you're driving off, you'd wind down the window going, "Hope you ordered a soup, suckers."
You're a delinquent.
Wow. Did you just say to me that you've never been to the Opera House?
I never have been to the Opera House. I've been on the steps of the Opera House, but I've never been inside the Opera House.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
Beautiful.
I'm not proud of it.
There's our next listener party we'll take.
In the Opera House.
We'll come back and have a look at this list a little later. I would have thought so. Mate, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, that is shit.
Oh, where's that?
That's top 10.
It's not. That
Coliseum.
Is rubbish.
No, you get the idea. Yeah. All right. Another local mystery has been solved, guys. Remember the other day we were speculating a whole heap of sports stars were seen at a certain pub.
Yeah, yep.
Bondi Junction, correct. Yep. All we're going, what's going on there? everyone huddling under the one roof. Some of the biggest stars in this country. John Aloisi was seen there. The Volk was seen there. I think Buddy Franklin was seen there.
Steve Waugh,
Damien Oliver, Steve Waugh, Ash Barty. Everyone's going, what's going on here?
Yeah.
It was just a meeting of some secret society. And then we thought, oh, it must be filming of an ad. Well, correct, the ad's just dropped. And Kia, I've got to say, have dropped one of the best ads we've seen in a long time. Featuring a load of legendary Australian sportsmen advertising a new ute. Here's a bit from the ad.
Hmm, Kia's getting a ute.
Yeah? What's it called?
She'll call it the Kia Tugger.
I don't remember you kicking 1,000.
The Kia Buddy.
Surely the Kia Aloisi.
The Volk's got a nice ring to it.
If its rings are after, surely the Kia Big Dell.
Sattler.
Allcott.
Okay, Aloisi. Scott.
Marty. Oliver.
Booty.
It's a great
ad. So, is that the Booney in there at the end, was it?
Yep. Yeah, Booney.
The Booney. Oh, imagine getting Booney in a bar to film an ad. Jeez, you'd want to roll the cameras early. that's all I'm saying. And the ute, of course, is an iconically Australian vehicle. What better way to do it than iconic Australian sports stars?
100%.
Have you got a favourite ad with sportsmen in it?
Oh, come on, Aussie. Growing up, it was Come On Aussie. I used to memorise the lyrics. Lilies pounding down like a machine.
That is... It launched the World Series Cricket Organisation. It was an absolute cracker. One of my favourites. Have you got one, girls?
Yeah, Tina Turner with the NRL. Yes. You would remember this in the 90s. So. She was sensational and encouraged a whole new audience to come into the game.
She did.
Harsh indeed. Kat, you got one?
I've got one. It might be lost on some people. The NBA did a Christmas ad, and it was Jingle Bells with the bells at the bottom of the net, and all the biggest NBA stars shot and made the sound of Jingle Bells. It was unreal. They still play.
Sounds terrible.
No, it was amazing. LeBron James. Oh.
What about Tubby Taylor's Fujitsu ads? Now, they are next.
Next generation of Fujitsu air conditioners give you total control.
Who needs all the others?
And when you return.
If you've got Tubby standing next to a wall unit, you've got everything you need for one of the all-time great ads. That is fantastic. I tell you what, if you want to, give us a call, 133353 if we missed anything. MG, you did an advanced hair ad.
Oh, come on, man.
We could come in and say that was one of the best ever. Warty did an advanced hair ad,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Warty followed me.
Alan Border did a Tetley tea ad. He did a Tetley tea ad. He did. Give us a 133353 if you've got one. That could be fun. In the meantime, to take us out at the break, I believe there's been another ad filmed by an iconic Australian for a new ute based around me.
Mick and MG Motors Penrith presents the all-new Kia Maloyman, setting the trend for the Aussie Alpha. We've completely removed the handbrake to make room for an oversized cup holder that perfectly fits a bucket at KFC. The dual-zone climate control is purely for the driver. Zone 1 takes care of the dome. Zone 2 keeps your family jewels at optimal operating temperature at all times. The self-driving mode means both hands are kept free. One for sucking down a dart and reaching for a piece of the Colonel's finest. The other, firmly planted down the front of your pants. Every drive home is now a pleasuring experience as knock-off time takes on a whole new meaning with the Oriental-inspired massage seats ensuring a happy ending to every workday. And keeping a clean's a breeze. The fully integrated purple-lit fog lamps means you won't miss a spot. The all-new Kia Maloyman, coming soon to Mick and MG Motors, Penrith.
Oh, gotta get one.
I was thinking about what was your favourite ad featuring an iconic Australian sports star. One you can't forget is Brett Lee during the Weet-Bix ad. Do you remember his? How many?
There are real Sanitarium Weet-Bix, and there are cheaper copies. But only whole grain Sanitarium Weet-Bix provides double the zinc and 6 times more folate to help young bodies grow.
What I like is a bit where they ask, how many do you eat?
Yeah.
And he goes, I have 22 or 22. Something massive, which used to be a competition amongst the kids. Talk about Nutri-Grain, they've always got Iron Men. Grant Kenny, I think
Grant
that was
Kenny,
his.
Oh, yes.
The thing you remember the most. Steve's on the line. Steve, what ad was it for you?
I believe it was an Aerogard ad. Where the
young fellow in the locker room with Max Walker, and he's there today.
Anything at all bother you?
Yes, batsman and flies.
That any good?
I reckon it works longer than the others, son.
Have a good weekend, Mr. Walker.
You too, son.
Which became a catchphrase, have a good weekend, Mr. Walker. Gee, the 70s pulled its weight when it came to good ads, didn't it? Andrew's on the line. Andrew, what have you got for us?
I love the old Tui's 2.2 ads with Dougie Waters and Maxie Walker playing lawn bowls.
Oh, Tui's 2.2, Freddie. Now I can bend the elbow occasionally without getting off target.
Well, they've got a little more sophisticated over the years, and I believe one of the boys in production have tracked down the Alan Border. People were going, they did not do it, Ed. I beg to differ. Have a listen. Tetley T.
I've known some pretty good all-rounders, and I've had a few tea breaks. So I can tell you, the new Tetley all-rounder has a lot going for it.
We've also managed to track down MG's advanced hair round.
Oh, hey!
A problem for me. I naturally went to Advanced Hair Studio.
Advanced Hair?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, his foot in the eye.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course, we remember the original it was...
Greg Matthews.
Greg Matthews, famous.
Yes.
And that has stood the test of the time. Well done. Nothing like getting a sportsman in to flog your product.
Sport Report.
Yeah, and 2 days after the dust has settled in the NRL, they're still beaming after a successful foray into the American sports market. The ratings have come out, and the Australian ratings. We've still got probably wait a day or two for the all-important TV ratings from America, but Fox Sports recorded their highest ever rugby league ratings with 838,000 for the Game 1, 786 for Game 2, and Channel 9, 784 for Game 2 as
Incredible.
Well. So ratings were through the roof. There has been but a bit of a thunderous postscript to all of it, which is dominating headlines, and Roosters prop Spencer Leniu has been referred straight to the judiciary after being hit with a contrary conduct charge for an alleged racial slur during the Roosters win over Broncos in Las Vegas on Sunday. Mickey, and this is some audio from the referee mic that we've uncovered as well.
Call me a monkey. Let's go. We'll get on with it later.
He called him a monkey.
We'll get on with it. Do you want to make a formal complaint?
Yes, I do.
You do? How can you...
It is. The judiciary hearing is more than likely to occur later this week, which will obviously sort a lot of stuff out. But look, the overall glow of what's still beaming for the
incredible
the NRL is still there. It's
mission accomplished. Park that. They'll sort it out when they get home. On the whole, it cannot diminish what was an incredible experiment. And bodes well for the next 5 years. They've got a real foothold over there, and I think they would have taken that at the start of the week, wouldn't they? You know,
certainly would. Oh, no doubt about it. It's kind of overachieved, I think, in the eyes of the NRL. There's 49ers, the San Francisco 49ers boss Al Guido is looking at trying to buy his way into the competition. Correct. So. All but
have they left themselves exposed as prey to the AFL? What's happened there?
Well, Jonathan Brown, we love Jonathan Brown. He's Brownie, kind of roasted the AFL's opening
Brownie,
round.
Brownie's like a Melbourne MG.
He is, actually. You're right.
He's a great man. Does he do Advanced Hair Studios, I wonder?
He's the opposite. He's got hair coming halfway down his forehead. He's got like a... He's like a woolly mammoth.
So about 3 months ago, we all thought that the AFL were going to play in Sydney and Brisbane while the guys were in Las Vegas. But this is what Jonathan Brown said last night on Fox Footy, which I've got to concur with.
For the whole summer, it's been trumpeted that we're going to take on the NRL when they're in Vegas, when the Cats away.
They'll hijack their territory.
We're going to hijack their territory. The Cats away, the Mice will play. Well... The Vegas games were yesterday, and the last time I looked, we didn't have any AFL games. Opening round is next week.
So you wanted AFL last week?
Well, it needed to be.
You wanted to start even a week earlier.
I thought that was the whole point of it. Now, ground availability may be a bit of an issue, which rugby league don't have to worry about because we're relying on cricket grounds. But if we're going to hijack that area, probably play them on the weekend that everyone's away.
I know. Well, we're away. I think Melbourne Storm are coming.
That's right. Melbourne on there.
What's Melbourne going on, Storm. Melbourne Storm have the only game in Melbourne, I think.
Friday night.
Friday night over the weekend. So, well, once again, NRL should have a blinder down in Melbourne.
No, don't just be sorry. Think for 1 second.
Keep my wife's name out your f***ing mouth.
You gotta be kidding me. No. No. Don't shut me up.
What gives you rage? Your chance to get involved. 133353. There's a couple of stories going around we need to address. Ballooning costs of burgers, pies and pasta at school canteens. This is bullshit.
No. What the? No.
It's just not on. We all remember our trips to the canteen. It's an Australian visit. It's iconic. And you go there and you get your food. And now you're saying we've been priced out of the market. Cost of living's gone too far.
Yeah.
It just drives me mad. This is a rites of passage for every young boy and girl. We've got phrases that come from this experience called tuck shop arms. Remember when your mum used to work in the tuck shop?
Yes.
And now you're saying to us that we can't afford a burger. You tell me any time that the price of a burger's gone up and I'll set myself on fire and protest out the front of Parliament. That is no good. MG, have you got one?
Well, mine's along the same lines. Mine's burger rage. I got a burger yesterday, and maybe because I'm a big bloke, I always think they put more ingredients on, but there's nothing worse when you bite into a hamburger and the whole ingredients fall out the back of it into the wrapper. You're trying to bite from the back and you're trying to get the beetroot around and all of a sudden the burger's
too big.
Too big.
Hey, you know what I hate? Those burgers where you need a planning permission from council to put the thing together. And I'm not a fan of the toothpick either. You know, the picture
the big
that
steak.
Holds up the whole thing together. Because you forget it's there.
That's right.
And that's, all of a sudden, bang.
It together, though, and you just chew around it.
No, you forget it's there and you've javelined the roof of your mouth. Keep it tidy. Keep it sane. How are you supposed to eat? A burger should be eaten in one hand. If you can't eat a burger in one hand.
Well, you're changing gears on your car.
Whoever's making that burger's not doing their job. I've said it. And by the way, there's a beetroot shortage, everyone. So if you're organising a burger, an Aussie burger. I don't know why, but as soon as you put beetroot on a burger, bugger me, it's Aussie.
Yes,
it's Aussie.
It's like pineapple on a Hawaiian burger.
Mm.
But just be careful out there. All right, Kat, what have you got?
When you're peacefully asleep and you have an alarm time and you want to wake up to your alarm, instead, some idiot puts something in the group chat at about 3 a.m.
No,
and I'm looking at you, MG. Every single morning, my phone goes bing at 3 a.m. and MG is sending us a message at the time he gets up. Yep. And this is what we received this morning. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. No!
What are you doing? Leave it until 5 at least.
That's the Andrew sisters singing, If You'd Be My... Was it Spice Girls?
Oh.
Andrew's sister's from the 40s. I thought you'd like that.
No, I don't care until 5 o'clock.
Am I in this group chat?
Yes you are. Yeah, I don't know, actually. Have you got it on mute? Because
I think I just ignore everything. I look up, there goes the 35 missed chats.
You sent through a good one yesterday, actually.
What did I send through?
You sent one about who was singing a song to country and western. It was
Van Halen. Yes. See, I never stop working. Thank you. Tash, what have you got?
Okay, this makes me rage is as a driver on the road when you've got, often they're a younger generation and they've got earphones in their ears and they've got music and they walk across the road and it's not a pedestrian crossing.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got that. Do not send us anything to do with traffic, please. 133353. I don't want to hear about a car or hear about traffic. You won't get on the air in this segment. I've got one for you. Home birthing or free birthing. Cut it out. Cut it right out. A woman who's just chose to free birth, had a first child at home, spent 51 hours in labour. Well, her partner sought medical advice from a Facebook group. You know, there aren't many things you shouldn't muck around with.
Mm. Yeah.
I would have thought childbirth might be at the top of that list. And by the way, that's the last thing you want around the house. You're trying to watch the footy and you go, the tights are on, you're going, oi, keep it down.
Keep the contractions down.
You, Keep it down over there.
How many children have you birthed, Nick?
Lots.
Wow.
But you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Yes, I do.
Imagine that at a dinner party. Oh, God, guys, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, Dale, can you take it out of the backyard? Come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, what's giving the girls great rage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. Now, you had another one, Kat. What was yours?
When people try and reserve a parking spot by standing in it, that drives me mental.
No. Run over them.
You can't do that.
You
run
can't
over
be doing
them.
That.
So, sorry. Boom. Hit them.
Yeah, take them out.
Yep. Kiss with the
take
bumper
them bar. Out. Hayley, what gives you rage?
I was at the pub on the weekend trying to get politely snockered. And this guy had his phone out and he's watching stuff at full volume. And I'm like, I just want to hit you in the face.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
No.
Yes. I'm guilty of that.
Yes, you are.
I was going to
Hayley's dropped the F-bomb.
We've just had to get rid of that. Yes. Whoops.
Did you just dump?
Yes. Of course I did. Did you not hear what she said?
Yeah, but it was said in a nice way.
I agree.
Oh, no, it was not.
It was directed towards me.
It was.
If anyone's taking offence, it should be
Hayley's taking this segment very sincerely because she's actually sworn it.
Good Lord.
Calm down, Hayley. We knew you were upset, but
good on your heart.
Was hers? Would that have gone to air? What part of hers went to air?
I think just the bit where she got mad at you. The rest of it went. Yeah,
F me, Mick, she said.
I think it was for F's sake is what the exact term was.
She's having a go at you.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, because I do use my phone without. Oh, because I don't have any of the
earpieces.
Earpods. Oh. What are they called?
Earpods.
I'll get you something for your birthday.
Treat yourself.
I was doing that in a plane the other day. Boy, it didn't go. That's the way I roll, everybody. Mm. Andrew, what gives you great rage?
My father keeps buying all new technology, and then I have to set it up for him. But instead of let me just set it up, I have to show him everything that happens, even though 2 weeks later I'm back there doing it again.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to go in sympathy with you, but I had to get my girlfriend round twice over the weekend to hook me up to Apple TV and then Disney. I can't do it. I cannot do it.
No.
How long does it take? I just want to watch a movie.
Yeah. So many platforms.
Now I'm being spammed by both organisations. I've got 50.
Oh my God, you're a nightmare.
Extra 50 emails I'm not going to answer. Just how hard is it? Flick a switch, put it on. Idiots. Well done, Andrew. Give Andrew something.
Andrew, we're going to give you a Mick and MG bum bag.
Yay. Oh, you and the dad as well.
Oh, well, what
take
did
the rest
you want?
Of the day off. Thank you. Let's go down to Luke. Luke, what have you got for me, buddy?
Morning, team. How are you?
Good, bud.
So along similar lines of the cost of culinary delicacies, I recently went to the deli and actually got I usually get my chili olives. That's my
Get to the point, mate. Get to the point.
Now, I've gone the pitted olives this time because they're a little bit cheaper. Bitten into a pitted olive and found a pip there and cracked my tooth.
What? No way!
No, that makes you rage.
No. If you say the olives are pipped, they need to be pipped. You go into a pizza shop, you buy a cup of chosa, you come home, you work in your mouth, there's a pip in the olive, you dickhead! What are you trying to do? It's a crime. Well done. Luke, we've got time for one more. Marcus! What gives you great rage?
Oh, g'day, mate. My missus and I use toys in the bedroom, right? And we have
Is that our second dump?
No, I haven't dumped it. I've just faded him down. Do you want the story or not? I'm scared.
I don't. No. I'm already rattled from early in the season. Yeah. This has been a very eventful.
Yes, hasn't it?
Laundy Hotels presents Mick and MG's Mad Monday. Laundy Hotels, family pubs across Sydney, where you're always welcome. Check out laundy.com.au for a full list of venues.
I will see your war face.
Mick and MG's Mad Monday.
I'm exhausted. So much organisation has occurred thanks to me. We're all going to the Horse and Jockey Hotel at Homebush, baby.
Yes.
Check. organised that. I've got the beer, Jetty Road. It's all about great beer, jettyroad.com.au. Not only have I organised it, I brew it. Anything else I can do? I organised James Rain. I've got James Rain coming along, former school pal. What have you guys been doing? Asleep at the wheel. Dear, oh dear. NRL stars, Plucker Roach, Wendell Saylor, Wade Graham. Check, check, check. Oh. All this despite no support from the network.
Oh.
I've done it all on my own. Get involved. We're going to take some calls, 1-333-53. We'll take them during the news.
Yep.
There's just too much going on at the moment.
Well, one thing, have you organised your costume?
You've come as a chameleon. You've got a five or six.
Well, because so far you've made about 1,000 different suggestions.
Yep. I might go as Napoleon.
Oh, you'd make a great Napoleon.
And I'm going to enter riding a Shetland pony. What about Fred and Barney?
I love that.
That would be amazing.
And you two can go as Betty and Wilma.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. Oh, I could come as Gary Paul from Gary Paul's Pools.
Yeah, there you go.
Kath, get on the blower to TAA and Cathay. I'll get you to Honkers Toot Suite.
Here you go, Don Lane and Bert Newton.
Who's the lanky yank?
Oh, who do you think?
What, not Moonface? You're unbelievable, MG. Yeah, I'm going to go as MG. That's right. I'm going to strap Milo tins to my feet and lower my IQ by about 30 points. That's what I'm going to. I might come as the schoolboy from ACDC. What about as Ricardo Montalban and Hervé Villechaize?
And Bob, they're playing. We could go as Starsky and Hutch.
No, I was going to go as. Who was the pimp in Starsky and Hutch?
Huggy Bear.
Well, maybe I will.
Yeah.
Come in nothing but the lolly bags and my sunglasses. Yeah. That'll be a little something for the ladies.
Love it.
Form an orderly queue.
Watch is ready.
Jesus, so
have you noted down one piece of equipment you're going to wear? What's your
question? I'm coming as Matt Preston.
Oh. You don't even have to dress up. Yeah.
Cravat.
Oh, that's going to cost you.
Is it?
That is going to cost you.
Oh, add it to the list.
But you can't cook, Mick.
Oh, excuse me. You wait till you see. You talk about catering. I'm cooking everything on the day.
Oh, God.
Party pies.
What the f*** is going on?
God, you are not.
What the f*** is wrong with you?
Making MJ's what the
f***? WTF?
Okay, earlier in the show, MG had this to say.
I've never been to the Opera House.
What the f***? How can that be? Have you not lived all your life in New South Wales?
Yep, Sydney. Western Sydney. Yep.
And it's never occurred to you in all your years to wander into the Sydney Opera House and watch a show or do something? Or...
No. I've been on the steps like everyone else has, but I've never been into the actual building.
Wow.
How do you do what?
School excursions. There's so many
nothing
things.
Like a show, like go to see something you like a good band or, you know, it's, no.
No, I know.
What, have you been outside Penrith?
Not much.
Do you know what, MG? I get the idea you're not well travelled.
MG's been barely anywhere, man. Barely anywhere. Cross the M4 once, man, been barely anywhere. He's been to Cambridge Gardens, Emu Plains, Bluebird Stadium, Leonae, Penrith Beach, Penrith South.
I've never been to the Opera House.
He's been hardly anywhere.
Oh, yeah. That. Okay, this has to stop. We're going to send you to the... What do you want to see? You're going to the Opera House. You know what we're going to do in a moment of it? You and your beautiful wife are going to the Sydney Opera House. We're going to pick something possibly that you don't want to see. Maybe some opera, some kind of ballet, some kind of Gregorian choir.
Yeah.
We'll pick you up. We'll get you a limo and we'll take you to the Opera House. Can somebody get me, please, the itinerary for the Opera House for the next few months? You're going, mate. Yep. That is bloody...
He's happy at home.
I'll tell you who isn't happy at home, Glenn. All right?
I'm trying to stick up for poor MG and I get sledged.
You get a drive-by. You're going to the Opera. Yep. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. It's un-Australian. Yeah, I agree.
You could go to your grave without having been in the Opera House, and you're like an icon. There's like a, you are as, He'll be on the Mount. If there was a Mount Rushmore of Sydney, you'd be on it, you idiot. And you haven't been to the Opera House. I find this incredible. What a bombshell. I'm shocked. Get with the plan. All right. Tash, what have you got?
This new survey has found that male sweat brightens women's moods and raises hormone levels.
What the
Wow. Hubba-da-hubba-da.
Okay, do you find that to be true?
No, I don't, but no. I'm just reporting this study.
Cat?
Oh, no,
no,
in fact,
find that to be true?
More deodorant at the gym would be my advice.
Apparently. Yeah,
my sweating's usually because I've done something terrible and I'm trying to... mine's not a gym sweat. Mine's a, you're about to get busted.
You're a nervous sweat.
Sweat. And I don't think that's very attractive to anyone.
No.
Kat, what have you got?
In Nashville, a Christian nightclub has been launched. There's no twerking, no drinking, no smoking, just time for Jesus.
What the f***? Wow.
Hallelujah, baby. Hallelujah.
That is... But they do offer communion wine laybacks. And they'll light it like a flaming Lamborghini,
Jesus, baby.
And girlfriends hold their friend's hair back, but while they're praying. Hey, guess who's on the door? St. Peter. Everybody, you can come in. Sorry, Mick, not for you. You get the idea. 133353, get involved right now. How much money?
$1,000. You gave away nothing yesterday. Wow. So.
If you're just tuning in, MG's never been to the Opera House, and we, yeah, what the FM, quickly,
yes.
Go.
What the?
We are not standing for it. We've got the schedule out for the Opera House. Tash, is there anything looming that we can send? We're sending him. You're going with your wife.
So many great life-changing experiences. My top of the list, Mozart's The Magic Flute.
Oh, you're going.
Yes. Oh, wow.
The
Magic Flute.
The Magic Flute. Just Mozart. Meet me at the foyer. Mozart at the Opera House. Oh,
that
mate.
Sounds like something out of Hey Sharp Huff and Stuff, The Magic Flute. Oh, hello, Jimmy.
Again, Cat, please. Yeah, again, okay. Please. What the f***?
Oh, wow.
I loved HR Puff and Stuff.
So did I.
Do you know, I showed my boys when, even though old enough, the Banana Splits and Sigmund the Sea Monster, because they're made by the same people. Sigmund the Sea Monster. There's a sea monster living in our house by the beach.
The best.
They were the, and the boys love them.
Oh, yeah.
HR Puff and Stuff.
Where'd he go?
Witchy Poo, remember Witchy Poo?
Witchy Poo, yeah.
Okay.
Witchy Poo.
Hamlet is also on at the Opera House.
Hark, who goes there?
Oh, sure. Sunset Boulevard. Do you want to keep going through
there's it? There's no Hark who goes there. There's an Alas Poor Yorick.
Oh, wow. What's going on?
Oh, I don't know.
Man, you're going. You're going for a double header.
I'll go and I'll report back. I'll go and
you're
I'll
going to see Hamlet and you're going to see Mozart. This is going to be. You're going to both, back to back.
Okay. Do I have to have them little glasses on my eyes?
Oh, jeez.
And a full suit.
You're wearing opera
glasses.
Glasses. And we're going to, you're going to turn up in a horse and carriage.
Yes.
The horse's carriage.
Well, I'm going to get you a box. You're going to get a box.
That's
like
what
a
I'm
royal
thinking
box.
About with the glasses. That's what I mean. Like you watch the through the optics.
Right. We need another meeting for this.
This is going to
be great. Yep. John's on the line. John, what do you got for us, buddy?
The children's nursery rhyme Humpty Dumpty was originally written about a cannon.
What the f***?
What?
I'm going to accept. Yes, two thumbs up. You know why? Because everyone who's written any children's story was any good was on acid. And I'm getting two thumbs up from the. It's true.
Steve Jobs.
All those dudes back in the day were all completely off their chops. You telling me Alice in Wonderland was written by someone sober?
Yeah. Dr. Zeus. Well, Dr. Zeus. Yeah,
Dr. Zeus, that guy was off chops.
Cat in the hat.
He's on the bath salts. And he came up with a. Cat in the Hat. It's not happening. You can't be, you know, anything any good.
Yeah.
That's bound to happen. John, thank you. No cash. Jess, what have you got for us?
Good morning. In 2014, Lady Gaga paid a performer called Millie Brown to vomit all over her during a performance, like a concert.
What the
okay.
Oh,
why?
Yes.
Why, Jess?
But you know what? I could do that job. Oh, yeah. No, that's my dream job. People paying me.
The vomit was green.
No, the vomit was green. Well, okay. Maybe that is a bit beyond my natural repertoire. I like Lady Gaga. Well, that'd be a great date. Because remember she had the meat dress as well?
Yes. I think she's got a lot on.
You could take her out to dinner, but you wouldn't have to pay for anything because she's wearing a meat dress.
Yeah.
So what you do is eat the meat and then, you know.
Not a bad Monday.
So it's dinner. It's a dinner date where you literally eat her dress and then...
Where are you going with this?
That's a perfect date.
Is it?
And then vomit on her.
Okay.
All right. I reckon you two could write some children's books.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Hey, Jess, $200 for you. That's a beauty. That's a good one. I that's all we've got time for. Tell Adrian to ring back tomorrow. That's a good one.
MG Sport Report.
Yeah, look, we've had a plethora of sport on the show today. And if you've missed any of it, make sure you download our podcast and you'll hear all the latest. But this is probably a sporting story that really tickles my fancy because a former horse trainer has handed a huge ban for dacking a racing official. A former horse trainer has been issued a monster ban after pulling down the pants of an integrity official and exposing him to several people while he was trying to conduct a breathalyzer test at a remote race.
I'm going to have a guess and say he failed that breathalyzer test.
Oh,
if you're dacking someone, chances are you've had a couple.
Yes.
I would have thought. And if you're going to dack someone, maybe not the integrity officer.
Well, I'm a dack. I like doing a dack.
Dacking is Australian.
I love it.
It's like the shoey.
Yes.
It should be encouraged. Instead of the shoey, everyone should just dack someone. Yeah, dacking takes a lot of skill, especially dacking a guy who's got trousers and a belt, which it sounds like this guy did. I mean, there's your easy pickings, which is your tracky dacks, which is an easy dacking.
To
go the whole hog and get a guy on a racetrack, that is a very good dacking. Now, this is like the biggest scandal since the Fine Cotton Affair. In fact, it could be called the Fine Cotton Affair. No, because the Fine Cotton could be his underpants. And we called the film the Fine Cotton Affair. So I'd like to see the photo. Is that a protest? On-course protest?
He always says that. He got five years as qualified. Todd Balfour, who's a pretty well-respected Adelaide racing official, but he was. He's gone now for 5 years because of that. That seems harsh, Mick, doesn't it?
It does. As I said, that seems like a good dacking. And as I always say on a racetrack, you should... After the decking, you should pull out the whip.
get a photo finish.
And we've been joined live in the studio by friend of the show, Merrick Watts. How are you, Merrick?
Great to see you.
Now, before we get into it, I've got to have a quick Great Dane update we've been talking about your dog on this program and it's gone mad. A cat now follows you on Instagram just to have a look at pictures.
Yeah.
Of your Great Dane. What is the update? What do we need to know this week?
Cat's actually part of my dog's fans only page, which is really disturbing.
I've spent a fortune on it.
Take your collar off. Put on a walking harness. Stop sending through the requests unless you've got cash, which he has, so we do it for it.
Check out my lipstick. That stuff.
Wear a bandana and sunglasses. Just like the dog from Budweiser ads. Anyway, a lot of requests have come through from Cat, but I didn't actually have a request. It was my wife's birthday last week, and I remembered it for
happy
a change.
Birthday.
Yeah. Yay, good Georgie.
She turned 62, and that's probably inaccurate.
That's in dog years.
Yeah, of course. So anyway, I thought I would get her the gift of all time, right? And I in advance, I had a T-shirt made for my wife for her birthday. It was just a white T-shirt. But then what I did is I got a bloke here in Sydney to print my dog's head, right, onto the T-shirt, a massive, massive Great Dane head on the front of the T-shirt. And then above it, it had written, "Yeah, this is a picture of my dog. I'm that kind of person." That's what it said. On her birthday, I made her wear that T-shirt around Maroubra as we took the dog for a walk. So she's walking a dog.
And you're still married.
And on her T-shirt is a picture of the dog.
Of the dog you're walking. Well, I was going to say, you could get her to pop it on in the boudoir, but the dog's already on the bed. That'd be even weirder.
It'd be the best if I got a picture of my wife's head and made my dog wear a T-shirt of her.
Yes.
I'm one of them
all
dogs.
Right. Oh, it's like Inception
Matata.
Now.
All right.
Now it's time for our regular segment here.
Eastern Suburbs Problems.
I think we just worked out a couple. What have you got for us?
Look, I've just got a little bit of a quick update this week for anybody who's in the Bondi area and looking for things to do because, that don't come in bags. If you're looking for something to do in Bondi.
Yes.
Or Bondi Inc.
Yeah, there's a little one here. This comes from Jackie and Bondi. A little bit of culture is titled. This, of course, comes from The Beast, which is the Eastern Suburbs magazine of choice. And it says, a big shout out to whoever organises all the entertainment at the Bondi Pavilion these days. And wait for it, guys. So forget about the Opera House, MG. No need for you to go there when you've got Bondi Pavilion. This is what's on in March. They've got art exhibitions, jazz music, guest speakers, and cabaret shows.
Tick, 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 tick.
The pavilion.
And it says, and all sorts of cool stuff. You've just outlined all of the reasons not to go there, Jackie.
They're trying to get people not to go to the beach. What are they doing?
Jackie,
that is terrible.
I think you've got it wrong. I don't understand what you... That's not the reason why people go to Bondi.
Or the beach. You want to go to a clam bake or sit around a campfire and play some tunes on the guitar. I don't want to go to a poetry reading?
No.
How about I go to a jazz recital?
No, exactly. That's the turn-off. If you're a foreign tourist, right, you come to Australia, you've heard about Bondi Beach, and you're all excited, you get there thinking, I can't wait to be rescued whilst drowning, because that's your dream. You've come here to be rescued, right? Get on television, do a bit of partial drowning, and then you don't just tie off your day with a bit of jazz at the pavilion.
Beatnik jazz.
I'd rather go back in the water and take my chances in a rip, thank you.
Yeah, do not rescue me. And do not rescue me till the jazz recital is over. I get the idea. We were just talking in the break about the big clash, Penrith v Storm.
Yeah.
We're going to have a bet on this one, MG. Ooh. I think Melbourne Storm. I'm going to see what sports bet are doing in just a moment.
Yep.
But I reckon we can take you.
Ooh.
What's your thoughts, Merrick?
Oh, I'd be backing down from that one, Mick. Cam Munster's out with a groin injury.
Hey.
When
did that happen?
Self-inflicted groin injury, my favourite.
Self-inflicted.
It is a self-inflicted. Did you hear in the news that Cam Munster he's out with a groin injury that apparently he says was from an accident that he had in the shower.
Okay.
In the shower. Now, as somebody who's had an accident in the shower with a shampoo, it was no, that's not true. It wasn't me. I got some in my eyes. It was just shampoo in my eyes. But here's the thing. When you say I've got a groin injury from an injury sustained in the shower, it instantly goes ding, 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 alarm bells. But unfortunately, I actually think that he's made the fatal NRL mistake of telling the truth.
Telling the truth, and it's unbelievable.
Don't do that.
What did he say? Slipped over in the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Over in Fiji when they were over there playing last weekend against the Newcastle Knights.
You say he had a slip in the shower and he had a groin injury in the shower. Now, as somebody who's actually legitimately hurt themselves in the shower, when I was a teenage boy, and I will say this too, this is in the 80s, right, when it took a lot to have an injury. And nowadays you just get a bad haircut and you have to have 3 days off school.
That's true.
Paper cut. No, I want a week off, Mum. Yeah,
exactly. That's my children. But I was when I was about 13 or 14, I said to my old man, I wake up in the morning and said, Dad, I don't think I can go to school. I feel really crook. And Dad goes, you're going to school. And I said, no, Dad, I'm feeling really bad. And he goes, have a shower and then go to school. Yep. I went, oh, Dad, I don't think it's such a good idea. Have a shower. You'll feel better. Go to school. So I get in the shower. I turn the tap on. I've blacked out in the shower, hit my head on the tap, fallen over into the shower, which was a bathtub at the base of it, laying there. I was only woken up because the scalding hot water was burning my legs as I laid there nude in the shower. My dad walks in and just goes, "Are you not ready yet?" Sorry, Dad. The claret pouring out of my eye says to me that maybe I've had a lie down in the shower or wasn't expecting.
Yes. You're milking it, son. Well, my father...
Not on that occasion, but on another occasion, certainly.
My dad's a military man, over 35 years in the Air Force, and we were in a shopping centre in Canberra one day. I was very young. I've fallen over onto a cabinet, and I need about 8 stitches under my chin. I've gone bang, hit it, got up. Now we're in a shopping centre, and I'm crying, and the old man goes, "Cut that out." And he was embarrassed because I was crying. I've got, like, literally, it looks like my throat's been cut. Oh. I've got my hand up to my chin, and there's blood dripping everywhere. He goes, "Mate, just rein it in. Rein it in."
Yeah, you're carrying on.
He takes me to the doctor, right, to get stitches, and we're with the doctor, and the doctor sees me. I'm a kid. I'm about 8 or 9. And the doctor goes, here, Michael, have a lollipop." Dad goes, "He doesn't need that."
You could have put the lollipop underneath your chin, and you should have been able to eat it from underneath your chin.
It's one of the perks. You know, when you're a kid and you're in distress, you get something.
Yes, but
I'm not even allowed that. I was lacerated. MG, you would have hurt. You're a man. That's old school. A tough school.
Oh, always tough. Mine was a very tough school, but nothing like that. I mean, I cut my leg on a stick in a game of rugby league at the Bush once, and I walked home, and he looked at my leg. I said, "Oh, I need stitches." He goes, "No, just put a bandage on it. Just wrap it. Wrap around." I ended up getting 14 stitches in my leg.
It's always the... my brother and I were having an argument, we were having a fight when we were like teenage boys, and my brother went to go and chase me, and I went to go and slam the door at him, right? Because I thought, I'll slam the door and he won't come in because it's glass. Yeah. And my brother just went, "I'll just put my fist through it." So he punched through the glass, and a huge wedge of it fell into my foot between the two bones in my feet, right?
Fantastic.
Yeah, because I was running around in bare feet, and it's gone straight into my foot and stabbed it. And I went, "Oh, that doesn't look good because of all the blood pouring out of it." My dad just goes, "No, you'll be all right. Put a Band-Aid on it. Put a Band-Aid on it. Put a Band-Aid on it." And I'm going, "Oh, I reckon it's a bit more than Band-Aid." Anyway, he said, "Just wrap it up and stop carrying on." I went, "All right, no dramas." The next day I go to school and I look down, and my Adidas trainer is completely red. It's completely... And I'm all woozy because I've got rapid blood loss from my foot, and we took it off. My whole shoe and my sock was soaked in blood, and looked at it, and the school nurse said, "You need to go to hospital." And I went, "Dad reckons I just need a Band-Aid."
So, it was funny growing up, but my mum was always the disciplinarian. Like, she'd get the feather duster out, she'd get the wooden spoon out, hit us on the ass with it all the time, and we grew up all right.
That's all right.
The feather dusters are something you get hit on the ass. I think that wasn't at home, though, was it?
No, that was the other end, but you should hold the
all
feather.
All right, you do. That'll do. That'll do. Merrick, thanks again for swinging by. We always enjoy it. We'll catch up soon.
See you,
Mezza.
Mick and MG in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. Mick and MG in the morning, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.